Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dirt and Sprague.
For the ACC, when you look at their non-conference schedule, there really are no signature wins other than Miami versus Notre Dame. And so when we're having that conversation, you know, we look at, you know, schedule strength, record strength. That's certainly one of the metrics that come to play.
Andy Dirk Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Jokic says, "All right, you're gonna give me this. I'll take it and bury it. Come on now."
Dirk and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirk and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan. We call it the Fan Sports Network. Yes, yes, indeedy. Happy hump day, everybody. Hello.
What is happening?
How you doing? How was your Tuesday?
Dude, it was a delightful Tuesday, man. Weather was pretty dry, nice outside. Got some stuff done outside the house before the rain comes back around. Going to be a busy weekend, so just trying to, you know, check things off the old to-do list yesterday.
Where would you rank raking, blowing leaves in the yard work pantheon?
Near the bottom of the list.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. Although the aesthetically pleasing nature of what it looks like when it's done, it feels wonderful. Because that's all we did yesterday. It was all leaves. We got our big leaf pickup day coming in a couple of days. So you got to get them all on the street. We're now in that. It's like in 2 days. So you're running out of your time to get them into the road for somebody to come pick them up. And God, does it look good when they all get picked up.
It does. It's nice to clear the deck. It's nice to kind of
blow around.
Yeah. They build up in different areas. So you go and it's just like a foot and a half thick pile. Yes. It just moves all at one time.
And then it spreads to another spot. If you're too aggressive with the blower, now I got to go blow over there. You're just blowing all over the place.
Well, I have a plug-in blower, and it's not a very like strong plug. So it's like minute you let that loose.
Yeah.
You go from blowing and going to just, it's dead. And you're like, damn it.
Then you plug it back in,
and then it blows your pile, and you're like, I got to blow it back this way.
My favorite thing is when you're using the blower and you lean over to pick something up, not remembering that the blower's still on, and then you're blowing things in another direction.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's a stick here that won't blow.
Yep.
I'm going to lean down and grab the stick, and then I'm like, damn it, now my blower's going left. I needed to go right.
That's what happened to me, and then I ended up raking, and I'm like, I don't enjoy doing this whatsoever, but
it's better when they're dry. That's the whole key. Like, yesterday wasn't bad for, I don't know about your leaves, but my leaves were relatively dry.
They were dry.
So it made it a lot easier. When you're trying to rake wet leaves up,
impossible.
It just, oh, God, no.
The other part that sucks is as I'm raking and I finish, I have this massive, you know, Charlie Brown pile.
Sure.
I'm putting them in the bin. I'm putting them in a bag. And as I finish, I just see like seven leaves fall off of the tree that all these leaves have already fallen off. And I look up and I'm like,
it's demoralizing.
That tree's only half empty.
Yeah, that's
I'm
like,
gonna do this again.
That's leaf pickup day number two. You'll have another one in 3 weeks and then another one in 3 weeks from there. I think we've gotten to the point now for like a backyard wide, front yard wide cleanup like once a month. That's our, this time of year, you can't do it every week because it's usually wet. and then it builds up. It's demoralizing to do it and then go around the next day and it's just filled up again.
Right.
So we let it build. You let it build for a couple of weeks and you're like, all right, let's go clean all this crap out, and then it'll happen again in 2.5 weeks.
I mean, it's certainly, I was wondering why I was doing it. My yard kind of sucks.
Yeah.
We don't really hang out in my backyard much. Sure. It's aesthetically not pleasing whatsoever. It's a little lopsided.
Yeah, a little wonky.
Yeah, so I'm like, what am I doing this for? But I also didn't want my entire backyard with like 9-inch thick sure. layers of leaves to build up for the next winter.
Even though it's wonky, do you get the good feeling inside when you look out a window for a clean backyard?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
what I do it for.
Yeah.
And it's not going to last. It'll be gone by tomorrow because it'll be covered again by leaves. But there were a moment, like I got done yesterday, got inside, we're cooking some dinner, and I'm looking out the kitchen window, and I'm like, God, it looks good out there. God, it looks good. Look at that. Then I go walk to the living room window. Let's look out of the front. God, look at that front yard. God, it looks good out there.
I think that is probably one of the bigger signs of age is like,
something, standing inside your window.
What's the joy you get out of your life? Yeah. Looking out my back window and just seeing a clear lawn?
That's it. It's the same with pressure washing. When you get done pressure washing, you just want to go
through.
If I pressure wash something, I just want to stand there and look at it for 10 minutes.
I do too.
Like, God, this looks good, man. It looks fantastic.
I go in increments too. I don't just wait for the whole driveway. I'll clear like sections.
You do a little chunk at a time.
And I'll look at that section. And I'm like,
look at that section.
I did that.
God, that looks sexy.
Proud of myself.
Look at that. And then you look at it against the undone section. Look at the difference here. Call your family over. I did that to the wife yesterday. We got in and say, look, check out that yard. Is that a good looking yard?
The clearing out, raking leaves. I would say washing your own car.
Yeah, washing your car sucks.
Pressure washing a driveway your driveway.
Sure.
These are things I don't enjoy doing, but when you do them and you look at it,
once you're done with it,
the payoff is almost because it's not quite almost worth it.
Yeah, I think I would go probably raking. Now, pressure washing one, raking leaves two, washing the car three.
Mm.
I'm not a big washing the car guy. I hate washing my car.
I don't enjoy it either, but I do like enjoy when I don't have to spend money to do it.
Sure. It's also that easy. You drive by one, you're like, what is it, $10?
All right.
Well, I'm gonna pull in, have them do it for me.
And then you're like,
put my thing in neutral and just let this thing get clean.
Well, you have to ask yourself this, because I've kind of gone all over the board here. I don't personally notice any difference at all from the $10 wash to like the $18.
None at all.
Like they always say they put the extra chemical in this.
Do you want the works with your cleaning?
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
Does your car come out of that wash and you're like, oh, that's the difference? I've never been able to notice it. So
right.
I feel like you're kind of a sucker if you end up paying for it.
You absolutely are.
Get the $10 wash, call it good.
There's no happy ending again in that car wash. You're not getting anything at the end of it. Just get your damn car clean. It'll be dirty by the time you get home, but get it enough clean that you'll be able to notice it.
I don't have rims.
No.
I don't need anything to shine on my tire.
Not at all, dude.
So, like, really the mess I have to worry about is the inside. And then I go to the vacuum set. That's when I'm actually the happiest at the car wash is when I go to the vacuum set.
When you get to clean all the crumbs off of the floor.
Dude, those vacuums are elite.
Yes, the dog hair that builds up if you let your dog in your car and it's on your seat.
I'm ever super rich, like if I won the Mega Millions, which is almost at a billion, I promise you, I will have that section. I will have that vacuum at my house.
Just buy one and put it in your garage?
Yeah, and I just pull it down.
Pull it down, there you go.
Yep.
Industrial level suction.
Yes.
Yeah, the ones that you use at your house never quite. Like, we have a car vacuum cleaner, and it doesn't. Yeah.
They're terrible. Yeah. Is it a little hand one?
It's a little hand one.
The hand ones suck.
They suck.
I have to get my real vacuum and
plug
it
in.
Bring it out, and
can't
I
really
plug
have
it
that powerful a motor in something that's that small.
No, you don't can't sell it. Then don't sell it as a car vacuum. It's a terrible vacuum.
No. This is fake advertising here. I want my money back, man. This isn't sucking anything up.
I don't
want
to be ripped off.
No.
That's the last thing you want right now in this economy. So, I'm not spending $18.99 for your works wash when the $10 wash is giving me the exact same result.
Yeah, the billionaire things that you could buy. I didn't know it was at a billion. I might have to buy a ticket on my way home today. That would be a pretty badass thing to have in your garage.
Like, imagine a huge
You pull in,
shed garage.
It's like connected to the ceiling. And just you pull the hose down and it's just like voop, 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 and you clean it up and it's done in 2 seconds.
Like, my dream scenario would be one of these massive garages detached from my house on an acre property that like could have an RV in it, but really we just have a couple ATVs, the cars, and then there's like a man cave area up the stairs on like an overhanging thing, and then downstairs I still have, it's so high that I have a half-court basketball hoop inside.
Yeah. That's a pretty badass. That's a good setup right
there. That's the dream
for me.
That's
the dream setup right there.
That's the dream.
Somebody said I'm lazy. I just use the lawnmower to suck up the leaves once a week. That's not a bad strategy. We've all done that before where you're just like, I don't want to rake. That's mainly what I'll do if it's wet out and I don't want to rake the wet leaves. And you're just like, this will chew them up at least and break them into little bits. And it's probably good fertilizer. And you just go mow over them because I don't feel like picking all these up.
I would probably do it if I had grass.
Yeah, you don't have grass.
Or a lawnmower.
Yeah,
I've gotten rid of both.
You're an urban landscape guy.
I am, yeah.
Just go concrete and cement, baby.
Or, you know, those flowers, got to have those pollinators out there for the bees. But yeah, I would do that. But
you got to have the flowers. Somebody said you can get good car vacuums that attach to your wall and work great. They aren't that expensive.
Oh.
So evidently you don't need to win the $1 billion in the next lottery drawing.
Well, I just really wanted to paint you guys a picture of what my setup would be.
The rest of the setup would be.
Yeah.
I think I would go up to my next floor and then it would be like a short par three hit down over water to an island green in my backyard.
Yeah.
And you just kind of hang out. There's
the Jim Nantz setup.
The Jim Nantz setup with more space. He doesn't have enough space out there at Pebble Beach. Like, upgrade your style there, Jim Nantz. That's kind of a tight, compact backyard. I need a little more scenic waterhole island, maybe a couple of palm trees.
You want more forgiveness too. Too, right when you miss,
give me a little bounce. You
don't want it to go into,
and then it's a man-made pond so that all the balls that I hit into the water are eventually sucked down into a little thing, and then you get to regurgitate the balls out and you get them back. Go.
Really?
Boom goes the dynamite.
I would imagine you'd want it to be a real, authentic golf pond, but you just go in there yourself and scuba them
out. I'm that guy. That's what I'm doing now in my free time. Yeah, I quit my job. I got $1 billion. I just fish my balls out of this pond. That's what I do.
Teddy, where's your dad at?
He's snorkeling in the pond. He's his golf balls.
He's out there again with that. You know those big ball finder things? Those things that go 10 feet long? He's out there digging balls out.
Funny thing is, I could actually picture me going into your backyard in this scenario and just hearing...
And it's you just snorkeling in your pond.
Trying to get my attention.
Hey, Dirt!
Huh? What? I'm like, is it Spalding and Caddyshack that swims up to the Dookie?
Yeah.
When he's got the snorkel thing on and everybody else is out of the pool already?
Yeah.
Dookie! Gets out of the pool. That's just me. I can't hear anything, man.
I can see you doing that.
I could go down there and swim around a little bit.
Yeah.
I used to do landscaping for work, like when I was in college back in the day. It was not a bad job at all in the summer. I also have the electric blower.
Mm-hmm.
The plug-in. All my yard equipment is electric.
I wish I had the charged ones, so I didn't have to plug in. I hate plugging in.
The plug-in is tough. The whole having to go get gas thing is just a pain in the ass.
I don't like that either.
I don't want to have to go do. But I will say, there is something powerful that when you put on one of those backpack blowers and you crank that bad boy up, dude, they go another 5 to 6 miles an hour a blow there.
How long can you last, though, before the fumes start getting to you?
Well, some of us like the fumes, and maybe that's
love the fumes.
Maybe that's a problem. And
I gotta be honest, I love the fumes.
Maybe that's why we can't say certain words on the air, or, you know, sound like we don't know how to read or don't understand the 94th percentile.
Well, good morning. Welcome into the oldest sports radio show currently in the Northwest.
Hey, enjoy your scenic backyard for another day.
I got about two.
You got 2 days.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Look out that window today when you get home and say, I'm proud of my work here.
My wife was like, why are you doing it? Just let it be there. And I literally didn't answer her. I just walked away.
I can't, Again, I get into that for a couple weeks where I'm like, I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like, and then it builds up too much and I got to do something about it. You got to clean it up.
It's kind of also all I had yesterday. Like
nothing else going on.
There was college basketball to which like there's only a couple games that matter. Most of these games are terrible.
Sure.
So I'm not going to watch that.
I'm also holding the line with ESPN and how many of those games are on ESPN. Yeah,
true.
My
youngest was at a sleepover still. She hadn't come home yet. And my oldest doesn't talk to me. I have like, there's just going to be a 5-year period in my life where my oldest daughter wants nothing to do with me.
You've been excommunicated from communication.
So it was basically like, well, this would make me feel good. I'm going to go do this.
Yeah, this will build me up a little bit.
So I was out there 45 minutes. It took care of my business.
Now you're all done and it feels great.
And I felt like a man.
I'm
like, look at me. I did yard work today.
It's like you accomplished something.
It really did.
It's a good feeling on a Tuesday afternoon.
It's a great feeling.
I got something done, man. And it was a beautiful day yesterday.
It was perfect.
It was great to take care of it.
I love a good crisp fall, sunny.
Mid-50s, a little chill in the air, but the sun's out.
Like you got a sweatshirt on, but you start sweating a little bit.
Oh, it's fantastic.
You can kind of see like the, I don't know if it's dew or just cloud mist. You know that vibe that you kind of get?
I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
And it was perfect.
Yeah, it feels fantastic.
And I felt like 85-year-old me, but you know what? I was comfortable with being 85-year-old
You're probably sipping your coffee in your house this morning, just proud of all that hard work you put in.
Well,
look
I
at
couldn't
you.
See it. It was too
a
early.
Red-blooded American getting your job done yesterday. Well done.
I'll get that feeling at 10 a.m. when I get home.
It is little too dark right now.
We got a lot to get to today. We'll start next. Dirt and Sprague. Good morning. Happy hump day. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back in. A Stat or Story Wednesday. A Lucy Burge Wednesday. She'll be our ticker guest today. Got some NFL we need to get to today. Some college football. Obviously, the reveal of the big dirty poll.
Yes.
We got the college football playoff rankings again.
Juicy.
PJ Fleck conversations.
Ooh, row the boat.
I watched your Ducks versus them last night.
It was pretty good.
It's good.
It was good.
It was good.
The story of the kid and Lanning meeting him and getting the shoes. Very, very touching. Well done by Oregon.
Yeah, I didn't see the shoes until I watched that.
Yeah, I had not seen. I didn't know that he wore those and what the reference was.
He had the spoon and the fork on him. That was kind
of
cool.
And the ingredients on the bottom of the shoe. Yeah, very cool thing that Nike does.
You know what I love? I wish we got more of. I know what it sounds like because I've heard it, but I always love like when they show us the headset comms.
Oh, I love the headset. That's the best part about it. What they're saying to each other in big moments.
Because you see them talking on it, right? That's basically how they talk to each other because it's too loud.
Yeah.
But it's always kind of disappointing to me because I always feel like you'd say more, but it's just like, Ringo, 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 reset, reset, here we go, bingo, bingo, bongo, bongo. Oh, that's what you guys say.
Deep breath. Make sure to breathe. Now, I think they definitely say more than that to each other, but I think that's a final executive decision that Dan Lanning is the final editor of all of this.
No, I get it.
And everything that they want in there. Yeah. He gets the approval and the thumbs up or the thumbs down in Gladiator.
Hear me out here.
Sure.
Can't you give, like, you know, we get the replay from the ACC stuff, right?
Yes.
We get those comms.
I love those comms.
And they know they're being broadcasted, but they're just having their honest review conversation.
Mm-hmm.
couldn't you still edit out play calls? Obviously, right? The only play call we got was the Zach Grace fullback run, right? Where he's like, hey, Zach, this one's for you, man.
Right.
Outside of that one, we don't get play calls, which is fine. No. There has to be a moment in there where one coach, I'm cold. We got any jackets?
It is freezing out
coach,
here,
coach, you got
man.
Any bars on the sidelines? I'm starving.
Has anybody got an umbrella for me, man? It won't stop raining.
That has to be said at some point. Some off the wall.
God, can you guys believe this weather? This sucks, man. Yeah. I want to go home. This is cold outside.
Man, it's more dry than we thought.
Yeah, it's not.
I need that part on the
comms. That's what you want. It is great to have the behind the scenes. I wish there would be more headset stuff, but that whenever they do it, it's the best part of the documentary. Outside of the touching stuff that you get from the kids, because that kid's story was incredible. It's just like hearing what they're saying on the sideline. It's a little glimpse. You don't get the full picture, a little glimpse.
Well, you get this in the NFL when you get the helmet comms, right, with the coach to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, sadly, all we got is the story. We never got the actual audio of Joe Montana in the huddle. Hey, that John Candy over there?
John Candy up there in section 22.
But imagine how legendary it would be had we gotten the
Somebody
comms.
Got the microphone in the huddle to pick that up.
And you're like, we know he said it, right?
Yes.
Like, he's Joe Cool.
It's the final drive of the Super Bowl, and that's the way he eased the tension.
But adding the actual audio of him in a huddle. Yeah. Hey, guys, it's John Candy over there. Then you'd be like, dude, this is for the Super Bowl.
That is an all-time legendary line.
Yeah.
And then you go on to lead the game-winning drive in the Super Bowl. And it's funny, I used to have my old baseball coach used to tell me as a catcher, when you would go out and talk to a pitcher, and they were struggling or going through a rough inning, that you never really like, hey, dude, what the hell? You don't want to press them. You don't want to get into their kitchen a little bit.
You don't want to make them think.
I would just walk out and just point out the hottest girl in the stands.
Would you really?
That's all I would do.
How
walk
would
out.
You do this? Like, walk me through. So I've walked another batter. It's my
You've thrown
batter.
Like 7-8 straight balls, and you can't find the zone to save your life, but we're a high school baseball team, and there's nobody warming up in the bullpen. This is your inning, buddy. You got to get us out of this.
I got to get out of this.
We got nobody out first and second. All right. I'm coming out.
Turn!
Put the glove up to the mouth. Be like, dude, you see that mom over there?
And then I got my glove on and I go,
yeah, which one?
Which one are you talking about? There's only like 25 people.
Look at the like row 3 visitor section. Whose mom do you think she is?
No, are you pointing here? Is the
no,
glove
it's
still
not a
over
point.
The
you're doing more of like a like check out that.
Here,
you're doing
your hand over the mic.
You're doing one of these like.
So yeah, where is she?
She's over. She's over there. Check her out over there. She's
what's that? Our side?
Yeah. She's the blonde one. Check out the blonde one.
Oh, the red shirt.
Yeah. You see her?
Dude,
not bad, right?
When did you notice her?
All right, now throw a strike.
Okay.
That's how the mound meetings would go.
Okay.
You just ease the tension, baby.
That's all I'm saying. Is
you
got to
go
that.
Happy Gilmore and what's his coach's name? It's all in the, you got Chubbs Peterson. It's all just trying to ease the tension, baby. Just trying to ease the tension, man. That's all you got to do. Everybody got to take a deep breath. Lighten up a little bit, man. It's just sports. So that's what you get some of the microphone stuff when they say, hey, just breathe, man. Just breathe.
You know what you just did? You made me wish I would have played high school baseball and you would have been my catcher.
High school baseball was fun.
I wouldn't have been a pitcher. I was a terrible pitcher, but.
No, you got to have fun out there, man.
Yeah.
And it's when you feel that there's nothing worse in that moment when you're on the mound and you can't throw a strike, because all you're
awful
thinking
feeling.
About is you can't throw a strike. All everybody watching the game is thinking about is how you can't throw a strike, and every ball that you throw, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
I mean, you have to imagine in the span of those 3.5 to 4 hour games,
something funny is said or a joke
a
is said.
Coach has to say, I'm starving, man. Let's get out of here. Let's win this, get out of here. I'm starving.
Hey,
like,
what's the menu at halftime? We got any food down in the locker room? I'm freezing up here.
I mean, it has to have been said. There. So I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good episode.
Yeah.
But I can't.
21 minutes. It was like a episode of Stranger Things, man.
Yeah.
I turned it on Monday night, which they came out pretty quick than they usually do. I'm like, 21. I turned it on at like 9 o'clock. I'm like, damn, all right, 21 minutes. Here we go.
Wasn't the Penn State one like 40?
It was not quite 40, but it was probably.
Was it like 30?
I'll go find it.
It was a long one because it was a big buildup, right? That was a big game.
I mean, that was a huge game, yeah.
But yeah, that was my only kind of like, I wish they would have, that's my only request.
That's
I love
your only
it.
Request.
If we ever get that guy on, because, you know, God forbid the home of the Ducks get any email back from the Ducks.
Penn State was, no, that's Rutgers.
I really want to ask that guy, do you have interesting comms and can you try to convince Lanning to throw it on there? I really want Taj Lepoy. Hey, we're going to blitz here and we're going to get out of here. I need a sandwich. Like, I need that in my life.
23 minutes and 19 seconds was Penn State.
Oh,
so
man.
It was 2 minutes longer.
It felt way longer
felt
than
way,
the Iowa one.
Way longer.
But also the emotions.
The majority of it was just the game, too. Like, this one kind of took you away from the game and then back to the game and then away from the game and back. They had one last year where there was a blind fan that couldn't, like, went to her first Duck game, mm-hmm. and there was her husband was sitting next to her and communicating with her about what was happening in the game, and she was cheering.
Sure.
So they find different ways to kind of tell the story of a fan at the game, or in this case, a kid who's a diehard fan who survived cancer.
You got
to
tie it all together.
It's exactly it.
Warrior, kid beats cancer.
You got to be a warrior on the field and a warrior off the field, man.
Yeah.
You never give up. Raking those leaves, you never give up.
I also didn't I don't watch most of the pregame shows on any network.
Sure.
So I didn't catch Lanning was on the, what's the Fox one? The Nooner?
The big noon kickoff.
The big noon kickoff.
Yes, he was.
Is that a Ferentz refusing to do it thing? Because Lanning will always do the home ones. How often do you get the road coach?
Was Kirk Ferentz not on it?
Well, was he on game day?
I don't know. I didn't watch either of them.
I didn't either, but like...
I got no clue.
I don't know. Ferentz just said, thanks, no thanks. I don't do this stuff.
Well, game day wasn't there. Game day was in Lubbock, so he wouldn't have been on game day.
Touche.
I'd imagine he was also on the Big Nooner, and they do like the bring the road coach and the home coach on.
I've never watched the show. I'm just asking a question.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. If anybody got up and watched, you can let us know, but I'd assume that he was on.
Okay.
But also, Kirk Ferentz isn't the most...
He doesn't really love the media.
He doesn't really need to
Lanning
do it or
will
care
take
about it.
Every opportunity to yes, public, like, facing stuff he in- can.
Indiana was in town, and he took his shirt off, and then they lost the game. Thankfully, this weekend, kept his shirt on. Keep your shirt on, buddy. I love you. Shirts, tarps on. Lanning, tarps on, okay? I know it's fun to take your shirt off. We all love tarps off, letting the boys fly. Tarps on.
He's had a lot of great moments as the coach at Oregon so far. His two worst are jumping in a pool for a kid who decommitted.
That was pretty rough.
And then going shirtless to McAfee and losing.
Maybe you get him back. Signing day hasn't happened yet,
so he could
get the last laugh there.
I get it.
But as of now, pretty tough. And taking your shirt off and losing was brutal. That was pretty tough.
Do you think he has any, like...
No, I don't think so. I don't think he thinks that way. I think everything for him is a marketing and recruiting opportunity.
Ploy, right?
It's about how do we get eyeballs and attention on Oregon football. I'm great at this. That's why he loves doing these videos, and they've invested so much in their staff to put them all together.
Mm.
And the recruiting stuff, he thinks that's what it is all about. As long as the kids like it, and they think it's cool, and they think it's funny, and you're some 17-year-old five-star that sees him take off his shirt, that's all that matters to him.
We'll get to the dirty poll coming up here at the top of the hour, so we'll find out. And what we're going to do is we're going to get Dirt's Top 12. So what happened was I was looking for some audio stuff yesterday, and I couldn't find it on different websites. So I went to our social media, and I typed in just college football playoff in hopes to find something. I ended up stumbling on our old tweet from last year around this time.
Mm.
And you formatted your rankings. You didn't just do your top 12 in college football.
Okay.
So I was reminded how you did it last year. So
if the playoff was today, where would the Dirty Poll have the playoff?
Right. Who's playing who? Like, I think after last night's, it'd be Notre Dame coming to Oregon, correct?
Yes, it would.
That would be fun.
According to the CFP rankings.
Right. So we'll do the Dirty Poll, and we'll get Dirt's, like, playoff ranking breakdown.
Dirty Poll transitioned into what would it look like if the playoff were today.
But coming up next, I want to talk a little bit more about the fallout of something that happened yesterday, and could this team seize on an opportunity? We'll talk about that next.
All right, welcome back in. One of our listeners saying, I couldn't throw strikes. I kept thinking about it in college, and I couldn't throw a strike. Kept walking, guys. That's why you need a Dirt in your life.
That's why you need me. My old baseball coach listening. He sent me a text. Shout out to Bach. Up, down, in, and out, baby. I'm now. Ease the tension. Was it always your idea to bring up, like...
No, he was just like, just go out there and joke around with him. Like, go have fun. Just lighten the mood a little bit.
Be honest. Was he like, find a hot chick and tell him about her?
Without a doubt he was, because he was probably pointing him out to me in the dugout when we were sitting in there between innings.
Andy.
That was the conversations we used to have.
Whose mom is that over there?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time catching bullpens. We spent a lot of time together, man. He's a good dude.
We'll get to the Dirty Poll coming up here at 7 a.m. The Blazers play today. And yesterday, I was just seeing a lot of the fallout reaction to Nico Harrison losing his job.
Yeah, he got turfed yesterday.
I listened to a couple Mavs pods. I listened to some of the national pods. Read a couple pieces. I find it very interesting. I know we're not the Maverick City, and I don't really care that much about the Dallas Mavericks. That is just, I don't know what second place would be in the running of the worst trades in sports history, especially if the report that came out yesterday afternoon is true, that now they're going to pivot and trade Anthony Davis.
Yeah, which...
Which is fairly obvious, right? If I would ask Swag, what's their next move? He probably would have said, you trade Anthony Davis and you build with Cooper Flagg.
Yeah. Yes, of course. You're starting over, essentially.
But imagine the moment it's announced that Davis is traded. Because what's the return on that Luka trade if Davis is gone?
It's, I mean, just
nothing. And you're not going to get anywhere close in draft capital for Davis that you would have gotten.
No, he's hurting fat.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Luka.
The only trade that ever comes to mind is when the Cowboys fleeced the Vikings for Herschel Walker.
Sure.
I mean, I'll put another one in the NBA right now up there. What about the Clippers trading everything in their future and an MVP for Paul George?
Yeah.
And I know at the time it didn't look as bad, but
gave the Thunder the MVP from the league.
Yeah, and they have every
year.
Draft pick of yours for a century, essentially. Like, that's a horrible trade.
They might also lose their only pick they have because of this Kawhi investigation thing.
Also, how are the Clippers playing early this year?
They're terrible. And Kawhi's not even playing.
No, they're old, they're slow.
Paul George is gone.
They can't do anything in the playoffs. He's already moved on. Like, that's a horrible trade. So there's a lot of bad ones, but this one
takes the cake. It's not close. In all of sports, this is the worst.
Yeah, it's baffling that it happened, and it's hilarious that a year later they're now trying to pivot, and the owners are basically saying it's all his fault, even though all of this had to get flown up the pole and say, hey, owners, you got to sign off on this deal, and they all signed off on the deal.
So I'm glad you pointed that out, because they sent out a statement yesterday. We didn't read it because it came out a little late, and I just didn't really care, but they omitted the Luka trade of the things that have happened with the franchise.
Pretty big deal.
Everyone's like,
pretty big deal.
How did you get here again?
Pretty big deal.
You got to remember, you can't memory hold this thing. Nico lost his job for this, right? And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Dumont is going to try to now, according to Brian Windhorst, win the fan base back, and he fired him for, quote, the brand.
Yes.
Okay. He better not play like, oh, woe is us. We didn't know.
How did this happen?
Never forget. You remember the interview he did?
I do.
Where he was like, you need a Michael Jordan. You need a Shaq. You need a Kobe Bryant.
Yes, he was adamant that this was the right move. He was very publicly facing, saying this is the right trade last year. And now you're trying to spin and, wow, it looks, Mavs fans, we're in this together. We believe in what you're saying.
Right.
It's just hilarious. The irony of all of it, too, for me, I don't follow the NBA that closely other than the Blazers and, you know, wake me up when the playoffs start kind of thing. But it was funny because I was reading something yesterday about his tenure in Dallas. And a lot of the moves that Nico made as general manager were really good. Like, he was a good GM.
Oh, he had some really good moves.
Like, he had some very timely trades. The Kyrie move, we questioned it, ended up working out for him.
Yep.
Like, getting some of the, like, lively, like, a lot of the stuff that he did to build a roster, you're like, that's a pretty good resume, is it? And then he made the worst trade in the history of sports. And it just all crumbled on its face. Because he was a guy that until that trade, I think everybody had a pretty high level of respect for. They went to the finals the year before, largely because of the roster that he was able to put around Luka Doncic. And Kyrie, again, we made fun of it, but it worked out for them, and they got to the NBA finals. And then he blew it all up, and he'll never get another job in the NBA again.
I was listening to one of the Mavs pods, and one of the guys made a really good point. He's like, hey, so-and-so, can you remind me, why did they say they traded Luka? Like, what was the main reason? And the guy's like, and he goes, don't worry, I'll tell you. Out of shape, calf strain.
Yeah.
He goes, remind me, who's one of the big players they got in that trade? The guy's like, Anthony Davis? And he goes, Anthony Davis, 20 pounds overweight, out with a calf strain right now. You literally traded a guy for reasons that you labeled for a guy that is now, for the same reasons you labeled, on your team.
This is the funniest part about it. Of all the guys to trade him for, you traded him for an unreliably healthy guy. When was the last time Anthony Davis had a full season being healthy?
Oh, I think they looked it up yesterday, and I want to say the amount of games Anthony Davis has played, 9 of a possible 46 games for the Dallas Mavericks.
I mean, he got hurt immediately after the trade last year. There was a picture of him circulating pregame the other day where I don't know if it was the wind blowing his shirt in the wrong direction.
He's gained like 40
pounds. He looked like a fat ass, and so good luck with that. But that was his reputation forever in L.A., a guy who never really wanted to do the dirty work night in and night out, had the ability to be a number one best player in the NBA guy on any given night. The problem with him was he just wasn't that guy on any given night.
The most amount of games he's played in a full season was 76.
And that was the season before he got traded.
24 with the Lakers.
Okay. Yeah.
He played 75 twice with the Pelicans.
And I apologize. He's played 5 so far this season. He's out right now, but he might come back today. And then he played 9 last year. So he's played 14
of 44.
Of 44
and before,
games.
Like, that's the funny. Like, it's one thing to make this trade, which is still a bad trade. But like, if the guy had been incredibly healthy his entire career, and then he gets hurt, and you say, "Man, that's just brutal luck." What would we have all said about Anthony Davis before this trade happened? Can you count on him being in the lineup?
It was literally everybody's takeaway of like, wait.
Is he going to play hard every night? Because when he plays hard, he's great. And then what happens the next night?
Yeah.
He disappears. I mean, that's who
he's not healthy.
He's an unbelievable player, but he just can't stay healthy. And he's not, he doesn't bring it night in and night out the way that he should.
Well, we talked a little bit about the Blazers yesterday. So here was my kind of local tie to it, right? For even the people that are like, eh, Mavericks, who cares? Anybody on that roster you'd give a phone call to if you were a Joe Cronin because your depth sucks? Like, I looked up Clay. Like, Clay obviously has a local tie here. His dad once was on the Fan.
How does it make sense financially? What's his contract in Dallas?
He's making $16 million. I don't know how you'd make the numbers work. I'm just asking a question. Yeah. Like, you have zero shooting.
Are they going to totally reset, you think, out of this? Or is it just Davis and you're pivoting to try and keep winning?
I think you trade Davis.
And then keeping Kyrie?
I think you trade Kyrie.
You trade Kyrie, too.
And then you can keep some of the... Like, Lively doesn't need to be traded.
No, he's young. He's only 21 years old.
I don't know if Gafford's really that... Like, they got some pieces. Max Christie. Like,
yeah.
They got some guys that are not that old, not making a ton of money. And then you build from there. They only have one more draft pick, by the way, in the next 4 years.
So they need some
draft
capital.
They have their pick this year, and then they don't have 27, 28, 29, or 30.
Holy hell.
Yeah, they have no picks, so they need to get picks for Davis, and they need their pick this year. So they're probably going to start tanking, and they're already bad, but they're probably going to lean into it.
Yes.
Like, would you, if you're Portland, are you making a phone call to the roster?
I'm scrolling up and down looking at it. I mean, some of the guys, names I know.
Clay's been terrible.
Clay's been terrible. Like, does Caleb Martin play anymore? Is he even in the rotation for them? Is he healthy?
His last game log. Yeah, he played Monday. He played 9 minutes. Game four, that 18, 4, 5, 12. So he's in. Yeah.
I mean, because the only thing you're desperate for right now is scoring. You just need somebody that can shoot the ball and handle the rock. Yeah. And I mean, outside of Kyrie, if you're not going to go get him, you want D'Angelo Russell on your team. He's on a $5 million deal.
So far, Caleb Martin's 3-point percentage, he's not even averaging a three a game, and it's 20%.
That's really good. So he'd fit right in. Let's go make that move. He's also making $9 million a year. Like, Clay would be the one that I just think from a sentimental standpoint would be cool, but I just don't know what that... I mean, he's 35 years old. He's a shell of the player that he used to be, and he's making way too much money. And so, financially, it doesn't make a lot of sense, and I don't know how much it actually helps you in the short term to try and get some offense. So, maybe there ends up being a scrap heap guy that, you know, kind of lost in the shuffle, and you get him, and you're like, hey, look at that. That worked out for us. But just on a first glance, I don't know if there's anything that stands out for me. Are they moving? They're not moving Nembhard, are they? Did they just draft him? Ryan Nembhard?
Isn't he the Nembhard brother?
Is he the second Nembhard?
He's the small point guard from Gonzaga, right?
Yeah, do we need a 5'11", 180 point guard? He's playing 9 minutes a night.
I don't think we need a point guard.
We don't need another point guard.
I think that's the one position we're good on.
Are you sure we don't need
a... We need shooting.
A sub-6-foot point guard.
They need shooting.
Okay, I'm just checking. Just making sure.
Just a couple follow-up things there. Is there anything there for the Blazers? I think teams are definitely going to be making phone calls. Would you trade Klingon in a first for Davis?
No. I don't think I would. Are we in a title window right now? Is a window just opening up?
Just asking a question.
Is he going to be 20 pounds overweight when he gets in? Is he going to play more than 9 games?
You know, we're Vegan City. Maybe he loses weight.
Which is contract status. How many more years under his deal does
he
have?
What happened to Prince Fielder when he went vegan?
Yeah.
He got fatter.
Don't act like he wasn't a good player.
One of the most, the weirdest sports stories ever of him getting fatter.
You can eat a lot of foods that are vegan by definition. Like Oreos are vegan.
I guess that's true.
Now, how does that go if you just eat a sleeve of Oreos?
I mean, whomst amongst us hasn't?
Oh, dude. I mean, how do you eat less than, like, 8 Oreos?
It's impossible. Keep him out of the house.
Davis's contract, by the way.
Clinging in a first for Anthony Davis.
I just asked a question. I had somebody text me yesterday. He was like, dude.
Would you go get
Anthony
Davis?
Would you be open to Davis? And I was like, well, they're not going to do that, but.
I mean, if you made that trade, how do your expectations change for Portland this year? Are you a contender in the Western Conference if Anthony Davis is your starting center?
He has a player option in 27-28, so his cap hit is going
to probably pick that up, I'd imagine. No. How much is he making?
You're sending like 8 players out to match the salary.
It's never going to happen. Fun to think about.
Is it?
I mean, why not?
You want fat
Zion
on the bench,
is
Anthony
if I'm
Davis?
Getting a fat guy, I still want Zion. Give me Zion. His stock has to be at an all-time low.
Okay, I'll do a poll question. Which fat guy would you rather have in Portland? Anthony Davis or
Zion? I mean,
he's
younger. He's a little freaky. Give me Zion. I'll take that.
All right, coming up next, unfortunate news out of the NFL, and then we'll get to the dirty poll at 7. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's that about?
This is the Packers song. That was a Favre call.
Ah.
Read it! Ah. I will admit, the cheesehead hat and that song, they're pretty elite.
The go pack go on third down gets me too.
Go pack go.
Yeah, you're right.
Lambo.
Jealous of the fan base, man.
I know.
If I could start it all over, give me the Men in Black. It would be hard to not be a Packer fan.
Really?
I know. I know. It's a dirty thing to say, but I'm jealous. I love the color. Colors are my college colors. They're my high school colors. Every team in sport football in my life would be green and yellow.
So when in your childhood did you like start to...
I had to hate him as a kid because I was raised as a Niner fan. My dad's from San Francisco, so the Niners and Packers was a rivalry, a massive rivalry.
Well, that was the thing, is Cowboys, Niners, Packers were the
huge
trio rivalry
in the NFC
90s.
in our childhood.
Now, I chose largely because of Jerry Rice, and I love the color red.
Yeah, Niner uniforms. Classic look.
Elite. All three, really. You can make an argument. Elite.
Strong arguments.
Was your dad like a living and breathing diehard of the Niners, or did you just know he was from San Francisco and he liked them, and so you went, okay, I love my dad?
He was never like the we got to sit down and watch the game every weekend kind of guy, but he, like, I was born around the time, who did they beat? I think it was the Bengals Super Bowl round two.
Okay.
Right when I was born, and he had to tape the game on VHS, because I think it was a day or before or after I was born, and he held on to that VHS tape forever. But the Niner games weren't always on TV, but when they were,
were, we would find a way to try and keep an eye on it. But he wasn't living, you know, reading, you know, articles on him and breaking down the roster with me. But we'd watch Niner games on Sundays.
Okay. So it was more just like, oh, this is my dad's.
We're Niner fans, and that's what we do. And then when I was 5 years old, they won a Super Bowl, and it was like, this is awesome. And then I bought the VHS tape of their Super Bowl, you know, the NFL Network things that they do. And I watched that thing probably 10,000 times when I was a kid.
Unfortunate news out of the NFL yesterday. They went from saying, it's no big deal. He's just going to be on IR. He'll be back in 4 weeks, to Travis Hunter's out for the year.
Oopsie.
And he won't begin football activity for 6 more months.
Yeah. Not great, Bob. Remember, and they don't have next year's number one pick, too. Have fun with that.
The main takeaway from that I saw from a lot of the pundits yesterday was kind of what people talked about in the draft process. You really think this guy's going to play both sides of the ball the way he did in college? And he never sniffed close to what he did in college on both sides.
No.
But this was part of why people were like, dude, I don't think that's not a thing in the NFL. There's a reason that's not a thing in the NFL. You know, they just this weekend, I don't know if you guys saw this. It's not an important play. They did an in-round toss to Jimmy Horn Jr. And he's a DB. And he dropped the ball and they fumbled the ball near the goal line. The Saints recovered, and so the Saints end up winning the game. There's a reason they don't do a lot of dabbling on the offense and defensive
reminder.
Sides.
I forgot about that as a Panther better. Like, I erased that one from my memory.
Yeah.
I heard Soup talk about this yesterday, and he's so right of like, if you're Jacksonville, you got to sit down with him and basically tell him to pick one side or the other. Like, what do we want to do? The tough part with that is you're essentially admitting defeat to your fan base and saying that everything you told us less than a calendar year ago is wrong. Because go back and watch any, what's their GM's name again? The young cat? He's like 29 years old. He's from the Rams and he's supposed to be this boy.
James Gladstone.
James Gladstone. Yeah. Go back and watch every press conference that guy had around the draft.
Dude, he is 34.
34 years old. It's insane. He looks like he's 12. And go listen to what he said about Travis Hunter when they drafted him.
Yeah.
We drafted a generational player on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
We used the number one pick because we went out and got a number one wide receiver and a number one. Like, he just hammered it home.
That's why he made the trade.
Over and over again.
Yes.
And if I think the right move football-wise would be to say, this clearly isn't going to work. You're not a Shohei Ohtani. We need you to pick one side or the other, and let's hone your crafts the best possible way we can to get to your max potential as a football player and to keep you healthy as long as we possibly can. But if you do that, you're acknowledging that you essentially traded this year's number one pick, which you might end up missing the playoffs, TBD on that, and you've traded it for a B-plus corner or a B-plus wide receiver at best at this point. So good luck admitting that to your
family. Oh, if you graded him, you'd have him at B-plus.
I'm just saying. No, I'm not saying right now. I'm saying like the ceiling. I'm not going to say, you know, 5 games into his career, I know what his ceiling is as a player.
Sure.
I'm not going to cap it at a certain level. I think if you said, hey, we're just going to do this for the rest of your career, how good could he be? He's a freak athlete. Like, I could see him being a good wide receiver or a good corner. Do I ever see him being a number one at either position? No, I don't. And that's why the trade was horrific at the time, and we all said it.
He is a freak athlete. It's why he's the NFL. Can I ask you, when you watch him play, do you guys feel like you're watching a freak athlete the way you watch, like,
Lamar?
Not like Lamar.
It's such a small sample size, though, in the NFL.
No, I get that. I'm not trying to be unfair, but I'm also asking, in the sample size that we've seen
him never once
play,
in the NFL did I think he looked like he stood out above anybody else when he was on the field.
He's a smart player. He has a good football IQ, right? He seems like he's a great teammate. Good guy to represent your organization. But if we're talking on the field, every time I would watch him play, I didn't go, man, he's really popping off.
Sure.
It was like,
that's fair.
I did a great job at Colorado, obviously.
Yeah.
Winning the Heisman.
He popped off at Colorado, but that's against college athletes, not NFL athletes. It's a different world.
You know what it reminds me of a little bit? And it's, again, 5-game sample size here. But when you watched him, it kind of reminded me of how I felt when I watched Reggie in the NFL. When I watched Reggie Bush in college, it was like, fastest guy you ever seen, Barry Sanders juke moves, like, unbelievable. You could not describe what you would watch with Reggie Bush with punt returns and from the backfield, the stop and go ability.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watched it in the NFL and you're like, none of that's working. And you just kind of be baffled. You'd be like, it's not the guy.
Never made sense.
And it's 5 games, so let's be fit. But now he's got a knee injury.
Yeah.
And if I've learned anything in my life, having had a knee injury in college, my doctor famously said, yeah, you never get to where you were.
No.
You just try to be as good as you can
be. As close as you could possibly get.
Yeah. So, like, you've already now suffered a massive setback in your career with a knee injury, which is huge in that sport. And so I just, from when I would watch him, it kind of reminded me of that. Of like, how come he's not, why is not that not happening the same way it happened in college?
Yeah, Reggie Bush, I think, is a good comp because he was such a special player and then it didn't quite, he had a fine NFL career, but based on the expectations, yes. Right? Like, it just never quite lived up to it. I just, the only thing that I would say for Travis Hunter is, and I don't know the answer to this, and maybe this is a dumb thing and a football, you know, an NFL player would hear this and laugh, but like, how much untapped potential do you have at mm-hmm. either side because you work on the other side?
Well, like, yeah, meetings.
Right, if just you just meetings in general. Right. If you spent your entire offseason just running routes.
Right.
And working on your footwork and everything that goes into being a wide receiver, what's your ceiling as a wide receiver? And how much are you limiting it based on mm-hmm. half of the time you're working on coverage skills and, you know, all the different things that go with being a corner, and half the time you're working on being a wide receiver?
I also wonder internally what side they think he's better at. I can't tell.
I can't tell either.
I don't even know. I'd have to look up the snap count differences, but I can't tell what side they think he's better at.
Look, that's one that's aged well for us. I mean, I think you and I
know,
were locked
up. I don't
the
want
trade.
It to age well. I
no,
said
not
that
in terms of
process.
Him getting hurt. It was just about you traded next year's number one pick to move up to a top two pick to take a corner slash wide receiver.
It's more that you're an NFL general manager and you watched Colorado games and legitimately thought that was going to work in the NFL. It just wasn't.
And used a future number one pick to go get it. Good luck.
Tough on that one. Loaded second hour, the dirty pull, the college football playoff, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.